You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
How you doing?
I'm great. Happy Shador Day to all those that celebrate.
You're wearing the jersey.
Well, today was obvious.
Either that or you're a big Amari Cooper fan.
Well, and so that's the fun part about this jersey, is that this is the jersey for people. Some people, they look at it and be like, oh, the number's wrong. No. This is the original jersey. If you have a 12 Sanders jersey, I almost think you're late to the party.
That's fair. As a matter of fact, what you're saying is when in the event that Shador wins the long-term job at any point, you just know he's getting two back. You just know he's finding a way to get the number two. So this is like basically a long-term hedge bet that at some point he's going to be ending back up at two.
It's a great day. It feels like a great day. You know, it's so funny is that we have so many of these posts online and so many of these conversations online. And for the past 4 or 5 days or so, it felt like any time we did a Shador conversation, you just have an onslaught of people that in a weird way seemed like they were rooting for a Browns quarterback to fail. Browns fans rooting for a Browns quarterback to fail. I got to say, wearing the jersey, it has given me the pep in my step that I needed today, because I'm having all sorts of people, whether it's here at the station or whether it's just walking here to work, that are doing the wrist up, that are talking, hey, go Shador, and screaming from across the way. Like, I love it. It says this is the unifier that Shador Sanders wanted.
There are many ways to gauge what today actually is and like the excitement about today. All right. And again, I'm just Switzerland. I'm actually excited that people are excited about a preseason game. But I have not had this many interview requests from friends in radio since LeBron James had the Cavs in the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
I've had multiple hits every day of friends being like, I know you work afternoons. Can we pre-record an interview? Can you be on my morning show? I was on two of the three morning shows on the old cluster that I was at in Charlotte because they wanted to get the skinny on Shador Sanders, and they also love me. Who wouldn't? But like that, listen, when they traded for Deshaun, I had a couple hits. When the Browns were in the playoffs, I've had a couple. But this, Guardians in the ALCS, another big moment. I've had at least two calls a day with radio stations, people I don't know reaching out to me. Like, yeah. We've got it.
Well, now's the time.
I don't know how to say this because the stakes really aren't usually this high. It is the most anticipated preseason game in Browns history that I can remember since the Browns came back in 1999 and got absolutely run off the damn field. Actually, no, that's the Pittsburgh game I'm thinking about. So, no. I think it was Browns and Dallas in the preseason opener in 99.
Okay.
And that was like a big to-do. I think this now matches that because there are so many people talking about this game in every single market.
So it's funny how you're like you're talking about the radio hits, because I did one last night with my friends in the desert in Vegas. And in between.
Little Joey?
Not Little Joey.
What Mikey,
little,
two times?
Little Joey adjacent. It's a national show that just happens to take place in Vegas. It is what it is. The point is that so it's my buddy Tim, and we talk in between you go on. Anytime I'm on there, it's the only place you have this where you get to talk to the host.
That's
before
nice.
You go on. And so you do catch up, you know, you're like, oh, how's the family? Because I've known him for a million years.
Love that one line.
Yeah, you know, all those little type of things. And then he goes, yeah, I hate to bother you. I know you got to be busy and all this stuff. And he goes, but really? might be the only time you guys matter this year. And I'm like, little cold, Tim, little cold, but you're not wrong.
So Siciliano, so this is not just based off Nick and Jonathan's radio hits, which have been aplenty this week. And at some point, I just started taking them, like accepting everything, because it just started to amuse me.
Okay.
Like I've been on Portland this week.
You went on Portland?
I went on Portland because you said
I
no
told
to
you
them.
I wasn't going to go on Portland.
Yeah. And
what did
I say?
That happen?
If you said no, they were going to come to me, and I...
Did they instantly come to you?
They absolutely did.
That, you didn't tell me this.
Of course I didn't.
Why not?
Like I didn't want to admit that I was your sloppy seconds.
Did you tell Portland you were the sloppy seconds?
Oh, they knew.
Yeah, they knew. Okay.
But I worked even harder for
By
that
the way,
one.
Didn't
I
feel
really
bad
got
about
their
it.
Respect.
I just didn't respond, and I just pretended like I never saw
but
it.
But I was in, oh my gosh.
You can't do all of
I didn't
them.
Even know the market in Wyoming.
I'm impressed that you're doing all of these ones.
Because
at some
it was
point in life, I realized you can't do all of them. Hence why our friends in Portland, because I hadn't heard of them. I have no relationship to them. I'm like, I just, no.
Oh, next
no.
week. By the way, because I've had multiple people say, can you come back on next week and recap?
So
and I said,
the
absolutely
other part.
Not.
That's the other part
I've
that
said
stinks.
I will not.
Here, okay, I'm not going to make it try to sound any sort of way or whatever, but like, Nick, you do great with those. I like to think I can do a 15-minute radio hit. The problem is that then they're like, oh, this person can talk. Let's get this guy on next week.
He can fill 15 minutes.
And before you know it, all of a sudden, you're like the weekly guy in Buffalo, and you didn't even know how you got there.
Buffalo's fine. It's when the guy in Wyoming's like, hey, can you give me every Tuesday? I'm like, there cannot be that many Browns fans there. I just refuse to believe. And by the way, I don't even know what market he is because I just don't like I get on 2 seconds before I've gone on and then I do like 7 strong minutes. And then I'm like the recovering attic comedian at the Yuck Yuck Factory. I'm like, got to get out of here. This is a danger zone.
So why I ignored Portland and why I've just really just dialed it back on
you
doing
hate
those.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
They're not my favorite people.
Got to the truth got to the heart of the matter.
No,
right
I got
there.
No issue with hipsters. Hipsters are fine with me.
Wink, wink.
No problem with hipsters. You guys are great.
Enjoy your tweed jackets.
No, so I used to do some of these in the mornings and such, and I would tie it around, but now that Charlotte's about 2.5 years old, she just won't do it. And she'll be yelling in the background when I do these interviews, and I have no response. You can hear me being a dad while doing these or attempting to be a dad while doing these. And then it turns into that awkward. We always had like 7 interviews in a row where they're like, I can tell you're busy back there. And I'm like, all right, I'm not doing these anymore.
It's a spin zone. You've got to be like the guy with the grandma on TikTok. The guy who did the dude wipes fail to go viral.
25 million viewers on TikTok he's
so
got.
So basically you just have
wildly
like,
popular.
Kids are very trainable. You like give like a spiel on Shador and you read it to her like a bedtime and turn into a game. And so you just become popular. It's like, well, I'd love to give you my take on Shador, but here's my 2-year-old. And then she's like, bah, 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 he stinks. Or, in your case, it'd be, bah, 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 he's great.
I honestly hadn't even accounted for the idea that tonight when I put the game on, she's going to yell at me and want Mickey Mouse on instead.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm just going to have to break her heart and say, "This, we watch football in this household.
You have to check her.
Here's the tablet. You'll be okay."
But so it's not just radio hits that we're measuring the importance of this preseason. It's the excitement of the preseason game. Siciliano sent out the map off of one of the ticketing websites, the cheapest get-in price at Bank of America Stadium. You got to understand, preseason games in Carolina do not sell out. They do not. The interest in preseason football in Carolina is next to nil, other than the diehardest of I'm talking about the P1s of our station down there, WFNC.
Even the regular games have a hard time.
I wasn't going to say it, but that's also true. The cheapest get-in ticket price tonight at Bank of America Stadium is $50. And it's the worst seat in the house. Like, this is a seat who, if this was not involved, if it was Dylan Gabriel starting into Kenny Pickett and Shador wasn't playing, you might be able to actually get them to pay you to take this seat.
Which is wild. Oh, first off, and now I'm having the idea that Baker Mayfield's first game with the Panthers against the Browns to open up the season, another memorable game at Carolina Stadium. Why does Carolina have this? Apparently, a lot of memorable Browns moments.
There's something the sports gods really like to put those two teams together.
They put you two, your two cities together in that way.
So.
Like
some are calling it the Nick Wilson effect.
It might be it. That might be the what is it the Schroeder?
No, stop. We did this with objects in the mirror closer than they were yesterday.
And that was 6:20, so they let me really think it out. They let me really try to get that.
Not 2:12. We're not doing it.
And so we're not going to go down that. But the point is that tonight people have they have a lot of juice for tonight. For sure they should. And if you're a Shador Sanders fan, wouldn't you think, like if you have expendable money, wouldn't you think this is the game to go to? Because you don't know how many more games of these you're promised, and you know he's going to play at least three quarters, potentially into the fourth quarter. Like, this is the one you go to.
So
we don't even know for preseason game two or three if he's going to have this opportunity.
I somewhat jokingly put up the, where are you at with Shador tonight, wrist up or wrist down?
Bader Meinhof.
Now, you got it. Good for you.
Thank you. 30 seconds later. I would not win Jeopardy.
But so mostly it's like a tongue-in-cheek, like, let's have fun. And there were like three guys, like, I'm going to stop listening to you today because of a tweet on social media. It's like even the Shahaters are tuning into this to just be miserable and angry. It's like it's a preseason game.
Here's what
these are never fun.
I can't understand.
Just enjoy this damn thing.
So that's part of what's been bothering me so much all week long is that idea that there's been so many Browns fans that just want to yell about the idea that you want a Browns quarterback to do well. Why is that such an issue? If I were to try to explain it to somebody, like one of my national media friends, be like, some people just don't like me right now because I really like Shador Sanders. I like the Browns quarterback, and I want the Browns quarterback to have success. They'd be like, in what world is that a thing that exists? How is that possible? Oh, local sports broadcaster roots for the local team's quarterback to do well. Groundbreaking news at 11?
Daniel Oyafusi.
That should be like the obvious
ESPN
play.
Browns reporter coming up at 2:40. We got quick hits at 3:40. Daryl Ryder going to be joining us on the hour leading into Browns-Panthers, a game you're going to hear right here. We're going to go live down to the booth at 6:50. I might be misleading you. The show's over at 6:50 because we're going to the game a little bit early here tonight. But 216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media. Social media reactions on X powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Can you think of a bigger preseason game for the Browns since 1999? Because I will admit, I've tried to think of another preseason game that had buzz to it on any level and couldn't think of it, and Jonathan is going to tell us why tonight is important to the narrative around Shador in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.